really not the heart, though. It's really here that's kind of sort of gets in the way. The way we process information, the way we think sometimes just that gets in the way. I want to speak an invitation to you to spend quality time before the Lord. When I say that, I mean literally sacrifice some time. You may have done that, and I'm not saying that you're not. Just so you all understand, I'm not saying that. But what I'm sensing is a yielding a segment of time before the Lord. And I mean it just to be silent. Don't be so quick to speak, but listen. He wants to teach you to be a listener. He wants to instruct you in some things. An engineer, I see an engineer, mechanical engineering. The ability to, you know, see things architecturally. I don't understand it, but I want to, listen, this is important. This is a heavy one, because this speaks of a grace that may be on your life, and I'll submit it to the house one more time. And that is that there's an apostolic call in your life. As you begin to discern God and how he operates and how he thinks and his heart for people, you're going to be able to begin to see how God established his kingdom and his government. There's things that you will understand that I cannot understand because I don't carry the same grace, but it's part of you. And it comes with this idea of an engineering kind of makeup in your mind. Literally, you'll be able to see how he put it together. And you will come up, I see you working apostolically down the road. I see you working with men, helping men and women to establish churches. Because they have a wrong idea. They think they should just get together and do a church because they're called. And I think you're going to be able to see it from a different perspective and save them from shipwreck. I'm telling you, because there's an idea that God is going to begin to put inside of your heart to help you understand how he builds. For he builds with wisdom. And I think God has put that inside of you, man.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Jesus' name.
I'm a mechanical engineer.
Okay.
And Douglas, the way that God does everything, builds everything, creates everything, is he has a word. For engineers, it's a drawing. It's a concept. We put it on paper. You still got that drawing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Cody and I made a drawing last night. And I have the ability to walk into a situation. Often it was plants, manufacturing plants, it was this building, it was the other building, and see the end result. And I think part of what he's talking about is you can see the end before it gets there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good news, bad news. Good news is you can really add to things. The bad news is it can be incredibly frustrating when what you see doesn't happen. So just to let you know that it's that visionary kind of thing, I think, that he's talking about.
That's very cool.